Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This was the election when the voters of America sent an historic number of women into office. And one of them is with us right now, Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer. Congratulations, and what have the last 48 hours been like?
Well, it's been a whirlwind. I am so grateful for this opportunity and humbled that the voters of Michigan selected me to lead our state. I went in and met with Governor Snyder yesterday. We had a great meeting, and I know he is committed to running a smooth transition together, and I'm excited about that too.
What did you focus on in that meeting with Governor Snyder?
Well, we only had a half an hour, and he had a long list of things he wanted to make sure we covered, and thoughts that he wanted to share with me, and I eagerly accepted them. I've got a young family. My kids are teenagers, and they're got a lot of questions about what life looks like, and he even offered to have our families get together and get to know each other and answer questions. So I thought that was really generous.
What do you expect will be the biggest challenges as you prepare to take office?
Well, I've got 54 days in which to get my team together, organized, and ready to take over on the 1st. And so that entails a lot, just making sure that I get the right people there, building relationships with the new legislative leaders who we will know at the end of today. And so really committing my time and energy into doing those things very well.
And we noticed you did add a bipartisan touch by having former Senator Joe Schwartz on your team.
Yes, I would anticipate that there will be others who, are from the other side of the aisle who will be a part of my organization going forward. It's really important to me that we have real empowered diversity, whether it's racial, religious, socioeconomic, geographic, or political. That's something I think that's really important.
You mentioned in your press conference yesterday that clean drinking water is going to be a top priority when you take over as governor January 1st. What will be your first steps? How will you start tackling this big issue?
Well, I think we have to get our arms around it. There was a report that was authored in the DEQ 6 years ago, and it just surfaced in the last few months. I think the PFAS contamination that we know of in about 15 out of the 83 counties could be the tip of the iceberg, and you can't live without clean water. We are home to 21% of the world's fresh water, and we've got a duty to make sure that it's safe, that it is clean, and that it is protected.
And staying with water, do you support the deal Governor Snyder made with Enbridge that calls for a tunnel to be built under the Straits of Mackinac to replace Line 5?
Well, I don't. I have a lot of questions about it. I think that there's not been a whole great deal of transparency around what the terms are. I've talked to enough people on the Mackinac Bridge Authority to know that they were not even fully briefed on what it entails before the announcement came out. And I've got a lot of concerns about my hands being tied for the next, for what if I serve two terms, I could be, obligated to this deal that we don't even have all the information about. And I want to get that oil out of the Great Lakes. So long as that tunnel is being built 7 to 10 years, the pipeline will still be going through the water, and that's unacceptable.
Do you have any deadline or any sense of when you want to see some solid movement on this question of Line 5?
Well, I know that the Bridge Authority is supposed to be having a meeting soon. I am going to ask my legal counsel to examine the terms of what has been discussed, and this is something that I'm going to raise with Governor Snyder and ask my questions of him as well, and I think we really have to get all the facts before we know exactly what the next steps are going to be.
You're making it very clear in this conversation and certainly your comments yesterday that you want to work with the legislature and its Republican leadership. And we are now entering the infamous lame duck season, and you know very well from your time in the state legislature, a lot has happened in the past during lame duck. What will you be watching most closely in terms of any legislation that might be coming in the next 2 months?
Well, I think it's important to first acknowledge that we have one governor, only one governor at a time, and Governor Snyder is the governor until I take my oath on the 1st of January. That being said, he and I did have a discussion about lame duck. I know that he's got an agenda of things he wants to move, and some of that I think is really good stuff, and I've offered if I can be of help in some way, I certainly would be eager to do that. And obviously, all of our antennas are up in terms of if there are sweeping changes that are not in my agenda's interest, that might happen as well. So I'll keep a very close eye on it, and I'm quickly building relationships with the incoming leaders of the legislature, and I hope that will be helpful during lame duck as well. The less they do during this period of unaccountability generally is the better.
What items might be on that Snyder agenda or on the legislature's agenda that don't sync up with what you want to see?
You know, we didn't discuss that, the governor and me yesterday. I think that there's always unknowns. There's always individual legislators that want to do something on their way out the door. And I think we'll learn more as we get closer to lame duck, but there's not a list of things that come to mind immediately.
Under Governor Snyder, Michigan's rainy day fund increased from virtually next to nothing to about $800 million. And that rainy day fund buys you some time as governor, should there be an economic downturn, to react without having to make immediate cuts or raise taxes. What do you expect Michigan's rainy day fund to be when you take office?
I think right now it's about $1 billion. And I think that's a good thing. It's good for us as a state. It's good for our credit rating. We do have some immediate concerns on drinking water that I want to address, and I'm hopeful to keep the rainy day fund in a good, healthy balance. But there are always things that an incoming governor learns, and so I think that I've got to keep my powder dry and make sure I get all the facts before we write our budget that will be introduced early next year.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes notes in his column today, when you take office January 1st, you're going to inherit, in his words, the strongest economy that Michigan has seen in decades, with job creation and per capita income up and unemployment at near record lows. Detroit's reinvention is drawing billions in private sector investment. Michigan's big industries are profitable. How do you envision yourself working with business to keep this progress happening and moving in the right direction?
Well, I was really grateful when the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce endorsed me. I was the first Democrat they endorsed since 1990. I understand that it's important that Michigan is a good place to do business. We want to encourage more investment in our state and growth in our state. And so I'm going to remain focused on building those relationships and ensuring that business has a seat at the table as well.
Now, you say you want to bring Michigan back to building bridges. What do you want our state to be like after 4 years of Governor Gretchen Whitmer at the helm?
Well, where we can have robust debates, but that are always respectful. You know, one of the things that I do like about Governor Snyder is he's put a emphasis on civility. And it's very difficult in this climate to bring people together. But we are at our strongest when there are different viewpoints around a table, when we make educated decisions, and they are, there's robust debate that supports that. And that's something I value. So I'm not going to agree with anyone 100% of the time, but I think if we are talking to one another and if we are genuinely interested in solving the same problem, we can do a lot more together than we have in the past, and that's something that is important to me. And I think that's what the voters and the people of our state really expect and want from their government.
There's been so much written about the history that was made with this midterm, with this, I'll use air quotes here, with this pink wave. And you're a big part of that, as is our new attorney general elect and our secretary of state elect, women winning both seats on the state Supreme Court, a woman winning another term in the U.S. Senate, and flipping the critical House seats in the 8th and the 11th to Democrat. What are voters saying with sending so many women into elected office this time?
I think voters are ready for leaders who work hard and always keep their interests at the center of the work that they do. One of the things about this pink wave discussion is I think it sometimes minimizes the grit that these candidates showed. And maybe they were extra tough because there were additional barriers in their way because they are women. But I think just calling the pink wave doesn't recognize that the real story here is how hard each of these candidates work, whether it was Beth Clement or Megan Kavanaugh, who are nominated by different parties. Both worked incredibly hard to get where they are, and I think that's really what set the victors in this last election apart from their opponents.
What did you learn, Governor-elect Whitmer, from the process of campaigning for governor that you're going to take with you? As you went out and you met with people and talked with people, what are you going to take with you when you step into that office on January 1st?
Bar none, the most exciting and energizing thing about this run for governor is that I got into all 83 counties. I spoke with people from different walks of life. And the thing that always stays with me are the individual stories that I heard along the way. And the fact that whether you are from Gogebic County on the western end of the UP or you're from downtown Detroit, our hopes and our dreams for our families and our lives here in Michigan are strikingly the same. And that's why I think the campaign that I ran that was focused on fixing the dinner table issues, as I always refer to it, was what resonated with people. And that's powerful, and that there's opportunity there.
Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer, thank you for being here with us, and we look forward to talking with you here on Stateside through the years.
Wonderful. Thank you, Cynthia.